We begin the current daf Maseches Evin daf Tzadi Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara concludes the discussion of the Machlekes of the Mishnah which began this perek. And that is, there was a Machlekes, there were three different opinions regarding the Rishuyas, the domains of Gagas, roofs, Chatzeres, courtyards, and Kafifas, which are enclosed areas for non-residential purposes. That's where our current daf begins. So Amrav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Kishatim Tzolayman, if you're going to analyze and conclude about the three different opinions on the Mishnah that we were discussing up until now, that you come to the following conclusion to crystallize their opinions. And that is, L'divrei Rav Meir, according to the opinion of Rav Meir, his opinion is concluded as follows. Gagin Rishus La'atzman, that is, roofs are their own separate domains. And that is, one can carry from the roof of Reuven to the roof of Shimon. They're all one inclusive area, and you can carry from any roof to the other. Chatzeris Rishus La'atzman, courtyards are their own domains. And that is, one could carry from the courtyard of Reuven to the courtyard of Shimon regarding the vessels that had started off Shabbos in the courtyard. Similarly, you could carry from one public courtyard that have many houses that share that courtyard to another public courtyard. We continue on the top of Tzadi Aleph and Mid Aleph. And similarly, Karfifas Rishus La'atzman, enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, they are also their own domain, and that is, even if they're owned by two different people, one is allowed to carry from one to the other. And that is because Remeir said in our Mishnah, and this is where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from, that he says that Kol Gagai Si'ir Rishus Achas, all the roofs of the city are one domain. So you hear from Remeir that a Rishus, a domain, is not separated because it's owned by different people, because although there are different, these Gagas are owned by different people, that doesn't make a difference. The only place where we say that if it's owned by someone else, then you cannot carry from one to the other, that's by homes, because that is an area that is commonly used and constantly used by that individual. So therefore, we see that as a separate domain as someone else's home, although they're both homes. However, regarding roofs, and the conclusion is that there's no difference between roofs or courtyards or kafifas, that as long as they're that even if they're owned by separate people, it's still going to be considered one domain. And Rashi goes into a deeper analysis of this, what the Gemara says. That this Remeir allows Gagas separately, Chatzeres separately, and Karfifas separately. However, from a roof to a courtyard, or from a roof to a Karfif, the Remeir would not hold that one could carry from one to the other, even if it's owned by one person. See, because he doesn't make a difference, he doesn't differentiate if it's by two different people, if it's both Gagas or both Chatzeres and Kafifas. However, even if it's owned by one person, to go from a Gag to a Karfif, that would not be allowed. And that is based on what Remeir himself says in our Mishnah, that as long as one is not higher, one roof is not higher than the other roof by 10 tefachim, and that is, as the Gemara has explained, because of what's called the Gezeirah of Talbish HaSaram. So even if you have a pole, a beam that has the dimensions of Rishus Yachad, in your own Rishus Yachad, one cannot go ahead and carry from one to the other because we're concerned that you might come to adjust that type of a load in Rishus Aram, thereby carrying from Rishus Aram to Rishus Yachad. So we find that he holds that one cannot go ahead and carry from one area to another, even if they're both Rishus Yachads. So therefore, definitely you cannot carry from a Gag to a Chatzar, and definitely if it's owned by two different people. Similarly, from a Chatzar to a Karfav, Remeir would hold that one is not allowed to carry, because there we find that the Rabbanan later on, the Braisa, tell us that one is not allowed to carry from a Chatzar to a Karfav, and we do not find that Remeir argues on that as in a leniency as he does in our Mishnah, only regarding which we find that the different Rishuyas of roofs. And that is, as we had just explained, that because since their names are the same, they're both called Gagas or Chatzeres or Kafifas, however, where they have different names, let's say one is a Gag and one is a Chatzer or a Karfav, there we do not find that Remeir is lenient. And that is, Remeir necessarily in our Mishnah says that by roofs, where they all are the same utility, so too by Chatzeres and so too Karfifas, even if they're owned by two different people, and that is that you have different owners, it's not going to be forbidden only by homes. The Remeir agrees that one home would not be able to be transferred to another home. And similarly, the Rabbana take that one step further and they say the same thing as by roofs, where they argue in Remeir, they say that the roofs are shared with the domain of the home, which is underneath it, that they also say that one would not be able to carry from one roof to another. But regarding the separate utility, and that it has a different name, there Remeir was particular, and therefore from a Chatzar to a Karfav would be forbidden, even if it's his own domain, and as long as it's not bigger than Beis Hashem, as we'd explained, because it's not going to be any better than what he considers one roof higher than another one by 10 tefachim, which again is based on the Gezeirah of Talbish HaSaram, that even if it's your own, and they're both even the same domain, one would not be able to, so definitely not from a Gag to a Chatzar, which has that discretion, that the separation of 10 tefachim, which definitely would not be permitted. So that's the understanding of the opinion of Reb Meir, again, that he considers each area its own domain, Gog, Chatzar, Kafram, and you could carry from any person's Gog to any other Gog, and suddenly Chatzar and Kafram, but not from a Gog to Chatzar, or Chatzar to Kafram, and vice versa. The Divrei Chacham, according to the second opinion of our Mishnah, where they do not make this Gezeirah of Tal, that one cannot go ahead and adjust his load in his own yard where he has a beam that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Reb Meir says, forbidden. Rabbanan say, that's not a problem. You're Rosh HaSayachid, you can do whatever you want, and we're not concerned you might come to do the same thing in Trisaram. So according to their opinion, the conclusion is that Gagin v'chatzeris v'shosachas, that roofs and courtyards are one domain, and that is not that one is allowed to carry from one roof to another if they're owned by separate people, because that is, as we explained in the Mishnah, that according to the Rabbanan, roofs have the same properties as homes. That is because since they're separate underneath, that you cannot transfer from one house to another, the same thing would apply to the roofs. However, what the Rabbanan are saying is that from a public courtyard to another public courtyard, one is allowed to carry. And similarly, from a roof to a public courtyard, which is what we just mentioned, the Gemara, from a Gag to a Chatzar, one is allowed to carry. And that is, although the roof is a separate domain, and the Chatzar of a Rabbim is considered a Shutfis, a partnership of all the homes, as the Brisa later on explains. However, since a roof is a utility that's not constant, so it's not exactly like the home, therefore, one is allowed to carry from that to the chatzah, which has similar type of a property as the roof, and therefore, since they don't have this gezerah of tal b'shosaram, which definitely that would be included in what Reb Meir holds, it's forbidden from a gag to a chatzah, because although he considers each gag, all the gag is in the city to be one domain, but from a gag to a chatzah, which has a separation of 10 tefachim, according to Reb Meir, it's forbidden. The chacham who do not have that gezerah, they permit from gagim v'chatzeris, because although they consider gagim to be separate, like the home, and you cannot take from one gag to another, but from a gag to a chatzah, you could, because there, as long as it's not from separate owners, and although it's a shutfis, but we consider the gag and the chatzeris had to have a similar name, a similar type of utility. So that's regarding gagas v'chatzeris. And kafifis, the third domain, rishus achasein, they are considered one domain, and that is, even if it's owned by two different people, it's going to be permitted to transfer one kafif to another, and that is because any rishus which has the same name is permitted, similar to really what Remeir's opinion is, except for roofs by Gagan, where there they argue in Remeir, they say that one cannot transfer from one roof to another, because they do consider roofs the same as batim, and therefore you can't transfer like from one house to another, from one roof to another. But from a chatzar to a karfaf, even if it's owned by one individual, it's forbidden, because that cannot be considered similar to what we had just said in the Chacham's opinion, that one could transfer from a gag to a chatzar, because the tashmish, the utility of a roof, is the same as a chatzar. Whereas the gag and the karfaf are not similar. And that is the tradition that Rabbi Yehuda had. And it's meduic like this from our Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon had said that it's all one rishus. Gagas, chatzeres, rakafif, it's all shared one big property, which could be inferred that according to Rabbanan, it's not one big rishus, because else they would be the same as Rabbi Shimon. So what's the difference? They say you could carry from a gag to a chatzer. Obviously, karfaf has to be the one left out, that cannot be transferred from a gag to a karfaf. That's one proof that the Chacham hold that karfaf is different. And then another proof is from the Brisa later on that tells us that Gagin, Chatzeris, Anachsadra, and the Marpesed, they're all one domain. Now, you could infer from there that it didn't say in that opinion that it would include also Karfif and Mavoy. So there the Gemara establishes that that's like the Rabbanan. And again, we see therefore that Gagas, Chatzeris are the same, but Karfifis is different, just like Mavoy. And the reason that it has to be the Chacham, because if it were to be Reb Shimon, then even Karfif would be permitted with Chatzar, because he considers that all one domain. And if it was Reb Meir, then that wouldn't be permitted even with Gagas and Chatzeris, as we had just explained. Because he says explicitly in our Mishnah, to go even from one roof to another, if one is higher than the other, more than 10 tefachim would be forbidden. So obviously that is like the Chachamim, and that we find that Gagim Chatzeris are permitted, but Karfifus were not included because Karfifus are different than Gagis v'Chatzeris. So that is the second opinion of our Mishnah. Then L'divrei Reb Shimon, according to the third opinion mentioned in our Mishnah, Kula and Rishus Achasein, they are all considered one large domain. And the chiddush of this is that we shouldn't say that this Reb Shimon said, his terminology of Echad Gagis, of Echad Chatzeris, of Echad Karfifus, that it meant to say each one individually, that it meant to say that the roofs to themselves, and the quarters to themselves, and the kafifas to themselves, that each area is permitted amongst its own, but not interchangeably with each other, because that can't be, because that is already Reb Meir's opinion mentioned in our Mishnah. But Reb Shimon obviously considers them as all one large rishus. Again, this was the tradition that Reb Yehuda had. However, this is also supported by the Breiser that says that it says that when it was explaining his opinion, it says that we used to carry the oil and the towel from roof to roof, and from roof to courtyard, and from courtyard to courtyard, and from courtyard to karfaf. Obviously, the Reb Shimon's opinion was that you're allowed to transfer from one to the other. They're all one large area, not that they, each one is its own permitted area. However, they're not interchangeable one with the other, but even that it's mutter, all of them together. So again, that was the conclusion of how Rabbi Yehuda had interpreted the three opinions of our Mishnah regarding the three different domains of Gagas, Chatzeris, and Karfivas. Now the Gemara concludes two different opinions that were mentioned on the previous daf. That is, one is Tanya Kavasei de Rav. We have a brisa that supports the opinion of Rav, which was mentioned on Peites Amud Aleph on the previous daf, that he said that when the roofs of different apartments are equal, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, one is not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amis on the roof where he is. And the reason being, you can't even carry on the entire roof of your own building, because since it's totally breached to the other roofs, the Rav's opinion was that we do not say good asik, that we view as if the walls of the building underneath, as if they're coming up. And the reason being is because they're not nikaris. You don't see these walls when you have a freestanding building. So you see the walls. So therefore, those walls, we can view them as coming up. And therefore, the roof is as if it's surrounded with walls, as Rosh Hashanah. But here, where we have all the buildings connected, and it's like one flat roof, although there is a separate building underneath, since you don't see the walls, you do not view them as if they're coming up to say good asik, unlike Shmuel. And therefore, Ram said that one cannot carry more than Dalet Amis even on its own roof. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that supports that. And Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yehuda, we also have a brisa to support Rabbi Yehuda, which was that we had just mentioned right now in his opinion of Reb Shimon, that when Reb Shimon says Echad Gagas, Echad Chatzeris, Echad Karfifas, it meant all of them together, Reb Shimon holds one can transfer. So the Gemara explains. Tanya Kavasei de Rav, what's the brisa that supports Rav? It says in the brisa called Gagas Ir, all the roofs of the city, Rishosach saying they're all one domain, which is that you could transfer from one roof to another, even if they're owned by separate people. However, it's forbidden to bring up or to bring down from a roof to a courtyard, and from a courtyard to a roof. And that is what we had just explained before, that this is Remei's opinion, that he has the gzeir because of tal, because of a mound in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that one cannot do that because of doing that in Rosh Hashanah Ram. So therefore here, with the discrepancy of the roof to the courtyard of Ten Tfachim, one cannot go ahead and carry from one to the other. Then the brisa continues, V'kelim sheshavs b'chatzim, regarding vessels that had started off Shabbos in the courtyard, mutar l'talit b'chatzim. So one is allowed to carry it in the courtyard, even though there was no Erev in the courtyard, and that is even to other courtyards, because as we had mentioned, that's the opinion of Reb Meir, that all courtyards are considered as one large domain that one could carry in there. Begagin, if let's say it started off Shabbos on the roof, mutar l'talit begagin, then you can carry in all the roofs of the city. As he had mentioned in our Mishnah, as long as one roof is not higher or lower than the other roof by 10 tefachim, then that would be Yasser, although all roofs are one domain, because again of the gzeir of Tabish's Rab. The Chacham say, each one is its own domain. And that is, one cannot carry from one to another, even within Dalet Amis, the Eimetat Naboy, one cannot carry even on the roof itself, Ella Bidalit, only in four Amis on the roof itself, even on its own roof, on that own building. You can't even carry on the whole roof of that building. This is the brisa that supports Rav, that Rav said that when you have the roofs that are equal, one that breach one to the other, that not only can you not carry from one roof to another, but you cannot even carry on the roof itself more than Dalet Amis. Now the Gemara continues to the other support, the Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Baisa supports Rabbi Yehuda, again, in his understanding of Reb Shimon, that when he says that the Echad Gagas, Echad Chatzeis, Echad Karfivas, that it means not that they're all separately permitted in all the roofs and all the courtyards and all the Karfivas, but even one to the other. That is because we find in the Braisa that says, Amar Rebbe says, Kesheyinu loim dem Torah etzel Reb Shimon b'Tekaya, who that's the opinion that we're discussing of Reb Shimon, when we used to learn Torah by him in the place of Tekaya, Hayinu malam shemen, we used to transport shemen, oil, and that is to anoint oneself, to smear oneself by the bathing, va'aluntis, and a towel to dry themselves off after they bathe, migag legag, from one roof to another roof, umigag lechatzah, from a roof to a courtyard, umachatz lechatzah, from a courtyard to a courtyard, umachatz lekarf, from a courtyard to a karfaf, umekarf lekarf achem, from one karf to another karfaf, ad sheyinu magiyim, until we would reach itz lama'ayin, by the spring sheyinu reitzim, that we would wash. And that is told by a Shabbos, where it's forbidden to transport in the Rosh Hashanah Ram, but they wanted to go bathe, so the way they would do it, it was transport through this Gagas Chatzeis for Kafifas. So again, obviously, it's like Rabbi Yehuda that said that not only that it's permitted each one individually, but even all these areas are permitted from one to the other, again, supporting Rabbi Yehuda and the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara concludes by saying the end of the Braisa, the Amr Yehuda, Maisa B'Shasa Sakana, there was an incident that happened at a time of danger. Ve'inu Mam Sevetayin, that we had transported the Sevetayra, Mechatz Lagag, from a courtyard to a roof, Megag Lachatza, from a roof to a courtyard, Mechatz Lakarfa, from a courtyard to a karf, of liquors by Tarit from it. So you see again the support for this idea that they're all considered one big Rishus, like a B'Shimon. Amr Loi, they said to him that it's not a proof, because Ein Shasa Sakana Raya, a time of danger is not a proof to say this idea, because in times of Sakana, we are more lenient, and therefore it's not a Raya to this idea that they're all considered one big Rishus. Now the Gemara continues elaborating our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the opinion that we had just been discussing. Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagin Mechulu, roofs, courtyards, and karfifas, they're all considered one large area, and one could transport from one to another on Shabbos. So Amar Rav, Halacha Reb Shimon, Halacha follows Reb Shimon, that these three different domains are considered as one large area that's permitted to transport in between them on Shabbos. However, Rav qualifies, and he says, V'hushali irva, this is only if the people of the courtyards, in other words, the homes in each courtyard, did not go ahead and make their own Erev in their individual courtyards. And the reason being is because now you won't have any of the individual people from their homeowners, their vessels from their home, you won't find them in the courtyard because they cannot transport, because we're talking about that they did not make an Erev. And therefore, there's no place to make a Gzeirin to say that, wait, if we permit them to take their vessels that had started Shabbos in their house that now was in the courtyard because they made an Erev, and if we're permitting them to take from one courtyard to another courtyard, which is Reb Shimon's opinion, then you might come to take even the vessels that had started off Shabbos in the home, which was now allowed to take to their courtyard, and then to take it to another courtyard, which is forbidden, because that is not considered as the same domain as all the different chatzeres. Chatzeres are one domain, which is not inclusive of the home. Now, the home could go into this individual chatzer because they had made an Erev, but that's not an Erev with all the other chatzeres. So therefore, this permission of Reb Shimon's halacha is only if the individual chatzeres did not make an Erev in their own chatzer, so then you could carry from one chatzer to another. Aval irvu, but if every chatzer made their own Erev for all the homeowners to carry in each individual chatzer, however, the other chatzeres did not join together with each other, then loy, then it's forbidden to transport from one chatzer to another, even the vessels of the chatzer itself, which is generally permitted. And the reason is because since now it's common to have the vessels of the homeowners in the chatzer, then that's forbidden. Why? Because we make a gezeira. Because maybe you're going to come to transport the vessels of the homeowners, which is now in their own courtyards, to the other courtyards, which is generally permitted from the vessels that start off Shabbos in the courtyard. But Reb Shimon himself agrees, as he said in the Mishnah, but not to vessels that had started off Shabbos in the home, that's forbidden to transfer. And therefore, when they make an Erev, then we're concerned that, hey, if we let them transport from Chatzar to Chatzar, they might come to take the vessels that had started off Shabbos in the Bayis, which you're allowed to take into your own Chatzar, but not to another Chatzar, then it's awesome. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, he argues, he says, no, we don't make such a gezerah, bein irvu, bein shaloi irvu. Whether they made their own Erev or they did not make their own Erev, one is still allowed to transfer the vessels that started off in the chatzar to another chatzar on Shabbos, and we don't say that we're concerned that you might come to transfer the vessels of the home, which is now in the chatzar, to another chatzar. V'chein Amar B'yechnan, Sutra B'yechnan says like Shmuel, that mi loch shecho, who had whispered to you this secret, Rav? It's not true. Bein irvu u bein shaloi irvu. Whether they made an Erev or did not make an Erev, again, it's going to be considered one large shus of all the chatzeres, and therefore you could transport from one chatzer to another. So the Gemara says, Mask v'lo Rav Chizr. Rav Chizr asked, L'shmul ul Rabbi Yechanan, according to the opinion of Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, which they say it's still permitted, even they go ahead and make an Erev. So again, now you have in this courtyard, each individual courtyard, you have vessels that started off in the chatzer, and you have vessels that started off in the bias. Yermus, so people are going to say, wait a second, this is so interesting. You have two different vessels in one courtyard. This vessel, oh, you could transfer to another chatzar. This one, you can't. It's going to be very confusing. How could there be such a halacha, which according to them, one is going to have such a circumstance where you can take one but not the other? And that the Gemara says, that's not a difficulty. Because Reb Shimon l'tameh d'lo gaza. Shimon, as we find elsewhere explicitly, although it sounds like a good question, he does not make such a decree that although there are those that are permitted and there are those that are not permitted, that we might come to take those which are not permitted. Did not like we find that it says in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Amar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Lama Hadavar Dema. What can we compare the case of which was being discussed in that Mishnah when you have three people that had been sleeping by the time of when Shabbos was starting, Bebein HaShmash, is when the tchum of a person is being applied, where they only have a tchum of Dalad Amos, that one is there's three circles, so to speak, of the Dalai Lama, of the three people, that the each outer one is overlapping the middle one, but the outer ones are not connected. So he says that you could compare this l'sholosh chatzeris ha'psucha zu l'zu, to three quarters that each one are open up to each other, u'psuchas l'shus ram, and the front of them, they're all open up to the public domain. Now, ve'ivru shteya chatzeris imtzois, the two outer ones went ahead and made an eiv with the middle one, and that's, again, similar to the case that he had been discussing, that the two outer ones were overlapping with the middle one. So then, he muteresi mohen, the middle one is permitted with the two outer ones, ve'he muteresi mo, and the two outer ones are permitted with the middle one. However, but the two outer ones are forbidden with one with the other. So too here with these three people, that the middle one could go ahead and the area that he shares with the two outer ones, he can go ahead and share with them. But the two outer ones cannot. Now, what we see from that halach is, he wasn't concerned and to make a gezeira that, wait a second, that we should make it forbidden to transfer from the middle one to the outer ones, because since the outer courtyard can go ahead and bring his into the middle one, and the middle one could bring his into the outer one, what you might end up doing is taking the one that started off in the outer one to the other outer one, which is forbidden because they're not ma'uriv. And yet we find that Rabbi Shimon is not concerned. Yes, those that were brought from the outer one to the middle one cannot then go to the other one, but the ones that start off in the middle one could go to the other one. So hachinami, here also we could apply the same halacha, that loy gazin and dimo osla fukim ani debatim lochatzer, that again, we're not concerned that one is going to come ahead and transfer the vessels that start off Shabbos in the home of this courtyard that was then brought out to its courtyard, to then be concerned that we might bring it to another courtyard, similar that we find, he says, the same concept elsewhere in that Mishnah, Mamhei, that although one will be bringing something which is forbidden to transfer, we're not concerned to not allow those which start off in this courtyard to then bring it out to the other one. So now the Gemara asks, Moser Rav Sheshes. Now this is a question on Rav's opinion in Rib Shimon. That again, he said it's only if shaloy irvu, but if you made an erev, then we're concerned because you're going to be bringing in those from the house into the courtyard, which cannot then go to another courtyard, but we transfer from one courtyard to another, then we don't allow transfer from one courtyard to another. But the question is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Reb Shimon says, Echad gagas, whether they be roofs, Echad chatzeris, whether they be courtyards, Echad karfifas, or these karfifas, again, that are enclosures for non-residential purposes, Rishus achas hein lekelim shashav sebetechan. They're considered one domain for the vessels that start off Shabbos inside of them. The loy lekelim shashav sebetechan bayis, but not for vessels that start off Shabbos in the home, that although now it's in one of these three areas, of a chatz or a karfaf or a gab, it will not allow it to go now in this circuit to go ahead and travel. Now, the Gemara says, E amit b'shleima de'irvu, if you say that that halacha of our Mishnah that's talking about regarding the vessels of the home and the courtyard, that an erev was made, and that's why you allowed it transfer from the home to the courtyard. Then I would understand the case that he's discussing, how you can have vessels that start off Shabbos in the home to then have it into the courtyard, that then you would have to say, but wait a second, however, this heter that I'm allowing you to transfer from one courtyard to another, or to a gag, or to a karfav, that's not for vessels that start off Shabbos in the home. That is to say that although now you brought into your own chatzar, again, because they made an erev, but we don't allow you to take it to another chatzar or a gag and a karfav. So that would make sense if we're talking about that irvu, and still it's permitted to go ahead and transfer from all these areas to each other. Eliyamrit b'shalo yirvu, but if you're going to say like Rav, that we're talking about that this heter of transferring from one chatzar to another, to a gag, to a karfav, this whole circuit, is only when you did not make an erev, because when you make an erev, we're concerned that you might come to take from that start off in the home to the other areas. Say, echem eshkachas l'man debat m'chatzar. How do you even understand Reb Shimon's statement that, wait, I only allow you if it started off Shabbos in one of these three areas, but if it started off in the home, then you cannot. What do you mean? It's still in the home. If we're talking about Shalei Irvu, you weren't even allowed to bring it into the Chatz to then go ahead and say, oh, it's in the Chatz, I could do the circuit. It never gets out. Obviously, it's not like Rav, that even by Irvu, which you could bring into your Chatz, but then you can't use the circuit like Shmuel, that even then, that you could go ahead and transfer from Chatz to Chatz, or Gag or Karfav, according to Reb Shimon, if it started off in that area before Shabbos, again, even if it's Irvu. And then the Gemara says, no. Who Moisav love v'humafark? He had asked this question, Rav Sheshes, and he answered it. Bekumsa v'sudra. We're talking about hats and scarves, where although they started off Shabbos in the home, but then how to get out to the chatzar, I am not allowed to carry. It's talking about that it was worn outside, which you're allowed to wear, and then it was taken off in the courtyard. That's how you could have something that started off Shabbos in the home to the courtyard, even without an erev. And then with the Chiddush is saying that although now it's in the courtyard, one cannot transfer it amongst all the other courtyards and the Gagas and Karfifas, so therefore it's not a difficulty, according to Ra. We continue on to Amid Beis. Toshima. The Gemara wants to bring a proof to Rav's opinion that it's only permitted, according to Reb Shimon, to transfer from Chatzah to Chatzah and Gag and Karfav only if they did not make an Erev of the homes in their individual courtship. But if they did, then we would have that concern that Rav had spoken about. Because we find the Brisa that says, Anshei Chatzah v'Anshei Mapeset, people of the courtyard and people of the gallery. That is like a second story that many of the homeowners in the second story that open up to this gallery that's open basically like the roof of the first floor, which the second story only takes up, let's say, half of that, and that would be the gallery area. Now, they forgot and they did not join together. That is basically the people of the first story, which are the courtyard people, and the people of the second story, the people of the Marpesed, they did not join together in the Erev with each other. However, they did make their own Erev separately. That the people of the Chatzar made their own Erev, and the people of the second story made their own Erev. Now, Rashi addresses that the people of the Marpeset, of the second story, they do not make it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar. Now, although they come down with a ladder, and their right of way that they have through the Chatzar to the Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says in Parakeitzim Ma'abrin on the New Testament base, so though they made separately, it should not be considered separately, and the people of the second floor should make it forbidden on the first one, is because the Gemara there says that a ladder has two halachas to it. It could be considered an opening, a way of coming through, or it could be considered as a mechitza, as a separation. And whichever way is the more lenient interpretation is the one that we use. And therefore here we consider the latter as it has the halacha of mechitza. So therefore, we're considering them separate. They did not make an Erev, but they made their own individual Erevin. So then the halacha is kol shegava yutfachim. Whatever in the courtyard has a height of 10 tfachim, for example, let's say like a pillar or a mound, then lamar pesa, we consider that as part of the domain of the marpesa of the second story, and therefore the people of the second story could go ahead and use that, but that's forbidden for the people of the courtyard. And the reason for that is a halacha which is called lezeb pesach lezeb zrika. That since it's convenient usage for the second story because it's very high, and it's inconvenient for the people on the first floor because they could only use it by throwing it, we give it to the right of way to those who have it bepesach in the convenient usage. And we're talking about, as the Gemara there explained, enough pay dalam and alef, that it's within four tfachim of the marpeset, and therefore we give the right of way to the marpeset. Pachis mikan lochatzer. If it's lower than 10 tfachim, then we say that it has the right of way of the people of the courtyard, which the Gemara there explains means af lochatzer, also to the people of courtyard, and that is they both have the rights of way, and therefore they're both forbidden in it, because since they're not ma'urv, they're not joined together, and this is something that's part of both of them, so therefore none of them can use it if it's less than 10 tfachim. Now the Braisa explains. When did we say this halacha, that we view them as separate areas? The chatzar is its own rishos, mapeset, the second story is its own rishos, that they're not permitted one with the other, is only shahayu elu shel rabim ve'elu shel rabim. And that is, there were many people that lived in the courtyard, there were many people that lived on the marpeset, on the second story, ve'iru elu atzman ve'elu atzman, and each one, as we had just explained, made their own eruv. And that is, that the people of the chatzar, now, since they made an Erev, so the people of the Chatzar could take out from their homes into the courtyard, and the people on the second story could bring out their vessels to their Marpeset, to the second story over there. Now, if we permitted that vessels that started off in the Chatzar to carry the Marpeset, what happens is that you might come to carry even the vessels that started off Shabbos in the home itself. Or Oishal Yechidim, or another case that we had said which was forbidden, which is, let's say if it's only individuals that is in the courtyard, there's only one house, one person that lives there. And on the second story, again, there's only one person, She'ein Tzrichin La'erev, where there you don't even have to make an erev for themselves because there's only one person there. Therefore, again, you're going to have the same problem that you're going to have the vessels that start off Shabbos in the home, in the courtyard, and those vessels which start off Shabbos on the second story on the Marpeset, where, because there's no one else to make it forbidden on them. Therefore, there the Rabban made Xera that we're not going to be permitting the Chatzah with the people of the first story, with the people of the second story, because of this Xera that the vessels that start off in each one's home might then be transported to a forbidden area. Aval Hoyushal Rabbim, however, the Brisa says, if there were many people, again, in the Chatzah or the second story, Vishakhu Belayir, when they forgot they did not make their own individual Erev, where there's no vessels from the home, at least not common, to have them in the Chatzar, or to have the vessels from the second story in the Marpeset, again, because they cannot carry, because they did not make an Erev, then Gag v'Chatzar v'Achsadru Marpeset, then the roof, and the courtyard, and the Achsadru, and the Marpeset, all these common areas besides the homes, Kulan Rishus Achasein, they're all considered one domain for the vessels that start off Shabbos inside of them. And that is as we explained, because since here there's no concern about taking from the homes of the first floor and the second floor because they did not make their own individual Erevs, then you let it transport amongst this circuit of all these things. Now, who said this Svara? that we consider all these areas as one large area, that is Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara concludes the proof, which is a proof to Rav. Now, time a delay here, but the whole reason why we said that it's mutter is when they did not make an Eruv, and that's why we said that there's not going to be concern of taking the vessels of the home to the other areas. But if there was an Eruv that made, because it says Irvulai, then it's not permitted to go ahead and transport from even one chatzar to another chatzar or one of these common areas. That's obviously right to Rav, that what Reb Shimon's had, that was only said when they did not make an Eruv, each one separately, but when they made an Eruv, then they might find the vessels from the home in the courtyard, then it's forbidden. And then the Gemara says, no. Hamani Rabboni. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? It's not Reb Shimon, and therefore you find the support of Rav's opinion, Reb Shimon. It's the Rabbana's opinion, where they agree, as we had explained on the beginning of Amud Aleph, that roofs and courtyards are considered one domain. Now, they definitely do not permit when an Erev is made. And that is because they are geyser, as the Gemara had said in Daf Mem Tesem at Aleph, that regarding three courtyards that are open one to the other, where they argue on Reb Shimon, and they say all three are forbidden. Not like Reb Shimon that said that the middle one is permitted with the outer ones and the outer ones with the middle one. They say they're all forbidden. And the reason is, as explained over there, because one might come to transport the vessels of the outer home into the middle one, and then from the middle one to the outer one. But Reb Shimon does not make such a gzera as we find over there, and therefore it's not a right to Rav, because rather it could be like Shmuel and Reb Yechanan, where they find that Reb Shimon's opinion is that one could transport even when an Erev was made. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, it happens to be even meduic like this, that this price is really Rabbana's opinion, and again, hence no right to Rav, but rather because of the opinion of the Rabbana, that they do make that gzera. They are concerned, which Reb Shimon is not, as Shmuel and Reb Yechanan hold. And the reason why it could be inferred that it's the Rabbanan, the Lekutani Karfif HaMavi. One of the areas that were mentioned were Gag, Chatzach, Sajma, Peset. However, Karfif HaMavi were not mentioned. If it was Reb Shimon's opinion, all of them are considered one Rishus, inclusive of Karfif HaMavi. Shema Menof. And the fact that it does not mention Karfif HaMavi, obviously it's the Rabbanan's opinion who consider Gag and Chatzah one, but Karfif HaMavi not. And that's why they said that it's forbidden, because they are concerned, but according to Shmuel and Reb Yechanan, that Reb Shimon would not be concerned, and one would be able to be permitted to carry from in this circuit, even if an Erev was made, and that there possibly would be concern of transporting the vessel, the start of Shabbos, in the Bais. So again, the Gemara continues, Toshima, to try to bring another proof to Rav, that again, it's only when an Erev was not made. But if an Erev was made, then we have this concern. As we find, Chamesh Chatzeres HaPsuchas Ulazu, when there are five courtyards open to each other, Upsuchas L'Mavoy, and they open up to the Mavoy. And they all forgot, and they did not make an Erev. So the halacha is, one is not allowed to go ahead and bring in or out from the courtyard to the mavoi, and from the mavoi to the chatzar. And the reason is because that's like the Rabbanan's opinion, that they forbid in a mavoi and the karfaf, because although they consider everything like else regarding the chatzar and the gag and the achsadrit and the mapesed as one area, but Mavi and Karfav, they disagree on Reb Shimon regarding that. So therefore, if you did not make an Erev, you cannot transport from the Chatzah to the Mavi and from the Mavi to the Chatzah. Then the Braisa continues, V'kelim sheshavs b'chatzah, however, vessels that start of Shabbos in the Chatzah, so mutl tal b'chatzah, then you can transport in the Chatzah, because they consider the Chatzah as one area, as one domain. U'b'mavi aser, however, in the Mavi, it is forbidden. The Gemara later on will explain what does it mean in the Mavi, it's forbidden, because we just discussed already saying that one cannot transfer from the Chatzah to the Mavi. However, right now the Gemara assumes that it's a reference to the vessels that start off Shabbos in the Mavi itself, because it can't be from the Chatzah to the Mavi, because the Chatzah to the Mavi, we just said that's forbidden when the Erev was not made. But it means even in the Mavi itself, that when you do not make a Shituf in the Mavi, it's forbidden to carry in the Mavi, and the reason is because we consider the Mavi without an Erev as a Karmelis, as long as you don't make a Shituf, and that's why it's forbidden in the Mavi itself even to transfer in the area of the Mavi. However, on this Reb Shimon matter, Reb Shimon says it is permitted, not only in the Mavoi, but even to transfer from the vessels of the Chatzar to the Mavoi. And why is that? Although an Erev was not made, because Reb Shimon said, as we just explained, Kozman Shein Shal Rabim, that as long as there are many people, Vishalchu B'lai Erev, when they forgot and they did not make an Erev, so then, as his opinion was mentioned already a few times, that he considers everything as one big area, inclusive of Karfav and Mavoi. So therefore, Gag, V'chatzar, V'chsadju, Umar Peset, V'karfav and Mavoi, Kulon, Rishus, Achas, and they're all considered one large domain. And therefore, it's going to be permitted to carry even from the Chatzar to the Karfav. And now the Gemara assumes, as Pashtub Shah would sound like, that it says, V'lo Irvu, that since there are many dwellers in all these different areas, in all these chatzeres, and they forgot and they did not make their own Erev, now since you're not going to have the vessels of the homes in the courtyards. So that is why they're all permitted one with the other. As he said, that as long as they're rabbim, there's many people, and therefore you cannot carry without an eiv in the chatzar, and lo irvu, so then the one rishus, as the Gemara says, time de lo irvu, the reason why it's permitted is because an eiv was not made to consider this as amongst the chatzar itself. That's why we consider all the different areas as one rishus and permitted to transfer her irvulai. But if an eiv was made in each individual chatzar, then we might have the vessels from the home in the chatzar. Then Reb Shimon would hold that it's forbidden to transfer from the chatzar to the mavi to all these different areas. And as he says, it's only below irvu that is permitted. That's a rai like Rav Nalik Shmuel, who says it's permitted even when irvu. And that the Gemara says to answer Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, my loy irvu. What does it mean when it says loy irvu? It's a chiddush, not a tnai, not a condition, a qualifying factor, as we had just explained. Rather, as follows: even if loy irvu chatzeris b'hadi hadadi, even if the courtyards did not join in the eiv amongst themselves, then even then it's going to be permitted to transfer from the chatzer to the mavoi. And again, as that's Reb Shimon's opinion, because he considers them as one rishos. However, the truth would be, even ha-chatzer batim irvu, even if the courtyard itself with its homes in its chatzer shel rabim, even if they did make an eiv, it would be permitted. And that is even when each chatzer made their own eiv, like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan says. This that it said, kol zman sheyesh shel rabim, as long as there's many people, that wasn't saying the reason why it's permitted, which as we had assumed was saying that, wait a second, oh, because there's many people, and now they did not make an Eruv, so now they cannot take from their homes to the Chatzar. Oh, now you can go ahead and use the circuit, because there's no concern over there. No, rather it's a Chiddush that's saying that even though the Chatzaris did not join amongst each other, Lo Yirvu is not in the Chatzar itself, it's amongst the Chatzaris. And in spite of the fact that each chatzar did make its own eruv, now in each one there's many dwellers, and they're taking out the vessels from their homes into the courtyards, because again they did make an eruv according to this interpretation. And you would think to say that you can make a gzeirah to say, wait a second, there's so many dwellers, they're not going to be careful. They're going to come to take out the vessels that start off in the home to the courtyard, now to another courtyard, which that's forbidden even according to Reb Shimon. That is the chiddush to say. Even so, it's not. They did not make such a gzeirah, and it's not going to be aser. So again, loy irvu is not to say in the chatzar itself. Loy irvu is to say, and again, as a qualifying factor, which that's the opinion of Rav, that, oh, only if they did not make an Erev. But if they made an Erev, it's us. No, it means to say, even if they didn't make an Erev, even though they shall rob him, and now there's so many people going to be carrying out from their homes to their courtyard because they made an Erev. And loy irvu, they did not join with each other's courtyards. So how can you go ahead and transfer from one courtyard to another? In spite of that, that's as Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan interpret Reb Shimon's opinion, that he's not concerned with that. So even though that you didn't, yet you made an Erev and you could transfer to your own courtyard, you could still take those vessels which start of Shabbos in the courtyard, not in the home, and transfer amongst each other's, even if no Erev was made, because Chatzeris are considered Rishos Echad, inclusive of Karfaf and all the different areas that were mentioned just before. Then the Gemara asks, on this interpretation, Velohi irvu gatani. If you read the words of the Brice, it says that no Erev was made, which sounds like a totality. How could you say it's even if you made an Erev amongst the Chatzar itself, and that's how you're interpreting in Reb Shimon's opinion, but it says lo yirvu, which sounds like even the chatzar itself. That seems to support Rav, that it's only if you did not make an Erev, but if an Erev was made in the chatzar itself, it would be forbidden because of this concern. And that the Gemara answers, my lo yirvu, when, yes, I understand that it sounds like a conclusive statement, that lo yirvu means totally. What is that going on? Lo nishtatfu. Many times a shituv is called an Erev too. It means that no shituv was made at all in the mavi, as we had just explained. And that is, we're not discussing the Erev Chatzeris, because there, as we at Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan interpret, there is no difference between if each one made their own Erev or not. And that is, you're still going to be permitted in the Mavi without a Shituv, and that is because it's one domain, and we're not concerned. That is how Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan interpret it. So Loi Irvu is not going on the Erev of Chatzeris. There again, that's not a qualifying factor. It means regarding Shituv, that Loi Irvu, they did not make a Shituv whatsoever, and still in spite of that, there's no problem of taking from one Chatzar to another and into the Mavi, because we consider that as one domain, as per Reb Shimon's opinion. That's one interpretation. V'ibayisem, another interpretation to be Miyashiv, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, as the simple pshat, as we had assumed before, that loy irvu means that they did not make their own erev. But according to Shmuel, it is even if you made your own Erev. And that the Gemara explains, it means Reb Shimon l'devreim d'Rabbanu kamalhu. Reb Shimon was coming to explain and argue on the Rabbanu's turf according to their opinion. He says, l'didi, he told them, according to my opinion, lo'ishne Erev v'lo'ishne lo Erev. It doesn't make a difference if each chatzar made their own Erev or not, that you could go ahead and transfer from the houses to the courtyard and thereby have that concern, because I'm not concerned with that, as Shmuel and Reb Yochanan's opinion in Reb Shimon's opinion. What he was saying was, but according to you, which, as we had mentioned before, the Chum are concerned for that. And that's why when you have three Chatzeris open to each other and then open up into the Rosh Hashanah, we do not allow even from the outside one to the middle one, because we're concerned you might take not only from the middle ones to the outside, to the other outside one, but even from the other outside one. But even according to your opinion, but ideally, mihas heichadolei yirvu, but at least agree to me that when they did not make an Erev, which is that each home now cannot carry from their home to the courtyard, where then you don't have the concern that Rishos Achasi, as long as that, but now that they're all considered one Rishos, and that you could transfer. Family Rabban, that's what Rabban told them, Loi. No, we disagree with you. And that is, regarding a Gag and a Chatz and a Chsadjim HaPeset, as we had mentioned on Amid Av, there we do agree with you, that it is considered one Rishos. But by Karf V'Mavoi, we disagree with you, because Shtei Rishuyos, and they're not included in this one domain area of all these domains. They're considered different, and therefore, although from a Gag, let's say, to a Chatz or according to Chama, you could carry, but not to a Karf, and that was the discussion, although Reb Shimon made it sound like that it's only if, Chalo Yirvu, that was in Rabban's opinion, who are concerned, but Reb Shimon himself is not concerned. Again, those are the two terutzim to Miyash of the opinion of Reb Shimon and Reb Yechanan in their understanding of Reb Shimon, that even if it's Irvu, there is no problem and one could still transfer in this circuit. Now the Gemara says, Amamar, the opinion of the Tanakama, a statement that he had mentioned in the Braisa, was Ubamavai Aser, that in the Mavai itself it's going to be Aser, again, if no Shituv was made. And that is, as we explained, because it was assumed that he considers it as a Karmelist. You don't make a Shituv, you can't carry in the Karmelist. So the Gemara says, let's say that this supports the opinion of Reb Zeir Amarav, which is mentioned in Perikur Rebbe Loza Demila in Shabbos Koflam and Amabez. The Amar Reb Zeir Amarav, that he had explained, regarding a Mavi, which no Shitav was made, Ein Metaltan El Bedalaramas, one is not allowed to carry only within Daladamas. And therefore, you find that this is the halacha that the Tandakam is saying, that when you do not make a Shitav, then you can't carry past the Daladamas. And that the Gemara says, no. Ema say vilam mavay aser, that to the mavay it's forbidden. In other words, you're not allowed to transport from the vessels of the chatzar to the mavay. But possibly in the mavay itself, it would be permitted, even if you don't make a shituf, in this area itself. You're right, if you don't make a shituf mavay, you cannot carry from the chatzar to the mavay, but the mavay itself, you could carry. However, the Gemara asks, Haina Reisha, that was the first statement that the Tanakhama had said. He already just said, he just said the statement, you're not allowed to transfer from the chatzah to the mavi and from the mavi to the chatzah, because he considers it a two different rishuyas, not like Reb Shimon who considers it one. He considers it two different ones. So obviously when it says that in the mavi it's aser, it means say in the mavi itself that you cannot transfer more than daladamas. How can you say that it's not a riot to Reb Zeir Amarav that it means from the chatzah to the mavi? If he just said that, this would be redundant. That the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot to Reb Zeir Amarav, because it is forbidding from the chatzah to the mavi. And although he just said it, but Mishnah Yisrael Yitzchukalei, he had to repeat the halacha twice. Why is that? Because now the tema, I would have thought to say that this, that in the Reisha he said it's forbidden to transfer from the Chatzah to the Mavli, that Ki Pliga Rabbanu led Reb Shimon, when did Rabbanu argue Reb Shimon, which we had just explained, this type of a discussion, that they consider it as forbidden to transfer from the Chatzah to the Mavli, that's Hanamili Hechad De'irvu. That would only be when the Chatzeris themselves made their own Erev. And that's where the Rabbans say that it's forbidden now, that you did not join the Chatzeris with the Mavoi, that then it's forbidden because of the concern, as we had mentioned, the Chashash of the vessels of the home, which, although they for sure cannot be transferred to the Mavoi, that now they are in the Chatzer. So wait a second, that now you made an Erev, now you cannot transfer from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. And although it says Loi Irvu, it means, as we had given the interpretation on the previous discussion of Loi Nishtatfu, that it's only if they did not make an Erev, it means they did not make a sheet of Mavois, but we're talking about a discussion that the Chatzer itself had made an Erev. That's where they argue in Reb Shimon. They say, wait a second, although maybe I would agree with you that you could transfer from the Chatzer to the Mavoi, and because like your opinion is that it's all one area, but here I'm concerned because we made an Erev in the Chatzer, and the bias, the Kelim of the bias, are in the Chatzer, which cannot go to the Mavoi, so even from the Chatzer to the Mavoi, you cannot transport. But I would have thought to say that when the Chatzeris themselves did not make an Erev, then Maidule, they would agree to Reb Shimon, that it is considered one domain, Chatzer, Gag, would inclusive of Karf v'mavoi, that it is one domain, and therefore when there is no concern of the Kalim of the Batim, which is when you did not make an Erev, then you could transfer from the Chatzar to the Mavoi, Kamash Malan. That's why you have to repeat the Halacha twice. Now, obviously, if you have two Halachas, it has to be one's talking about when an Erev was made, and one is when the Erev was not made, and still it's going to be Usr, because again, even when there is no Erev, and there is no such concern of the Kalim of the Batim to the Chatzar, and then from there, which is permitted with the Mavi, that you might come to transfer, that it's saying even when there was no Erev and there was no such concern, it doesn't make a difference, as we had discussed in the previous Gemara, that because they're considered as two separate Rishuyas, notwithstanding the concern of the Batim, the Chatzar itself cannot go to the Mavi, although we consider Gagas and Chaseris the same, but Kafifas, according to the opinion of Chum, not like Rav Shimon, are considered different.